Okay, as we come into practice, let's be very deliberate about our postures as a way to really ground ourselves. Grounding ourselves through the body into the present moment, a place of safety. So really feeling the feet, notice the sensations there. Be very deliberate about this. Though you may have heard these instructions countless times, see if you can bring a beginner's mind, a freshness. Feeling that unconditional support of the earth through the feet. And now through the bottom at the chair. Or if you're elsewhere, just sensing your bottom, perhaps as you're standing or lying down or on a cushion. Grounding too through the felt sense of the hands in the lap, the hands at your side, however they are. Noticing all the different sensations available to be felt. Having a sense too of your torso along with the breath. Perhaps feeling the sense of your clothing next to your skin. And the breath breathing you unconditionally. And as we connect with the breath, with the intention to really ground ourselves, it really helps to focus primarily on the exhale and perhaps even extend the exhale. Really appreciating and noticing that release, the relaxation through the exhale, that engagement of our relaxation response through the exhale, the parasympathetic nervous system. And also with the face and head as always nicely balanced on the neck. And feel the sensations in the face and head. So much we can feel here. And another way to ground ourselves in the body through face and head is with a little bit of a smile. Even perhaps especially when we don't feel smiley. Being curious about what we're experiencing with these grounding techniques through body, and being as kindly and friendly as we can. And And then another way to ground ourselves through body is to open the heart area. So rolling the shoulders a few times, up, back, and down, loosening them. And then when you feel ready, bringing those shoulder blades up, back, and down, the shoulders up, back, and down, and then flattening the shoulder blades to the back. And notice that opening and uplift through the chest and heart area. And just breathe into that for a few moments. And just notice if the sensations through the chest and heart area, with it open and uplifted, gives you a little feeling of courage. So with friendliness, with interest, sitting aware of all of these contact points, using them to ground ourselves in just here, this moment. Feeling the sensations of sitting, the feet, the bottom, the hands, the torso uplifted, the heart open. And the face with a bit of a smile. Feeling the breath. Grounding through body and breathing together as a way to take care of ourselves when we may be feeling overwhelmed, troubled, anxious, sad. As the mind may wander to any of our troubles or anywhere, just really reconnecting with sitting. Feel the feet again, the bottom, the hands, the chest, the face, the smile, and breathe into it, and really breathe out from it. Creating ease through the exhale. Another way to ground ourselves in the present moment is to open the senses further. Open to the sounds. When we're troubled, sound can be a really easeful place to rest the awareness. The ambient sounds, especially sounds that feel at a distance from ourselves. The sounds from the street, the streetcar, the sounds of the birds. We're not trying to identify the sounds, but rather just add them into our field of awareness as we feel the sitting and the breathing. You can really notice how the sounds are changing. They're coming and they're going. And it's a lovely reminder that any troubles we may be having are also coming and going, and help us to abide them a little more easefully. The mind wanders, just keep bringing it back to these basic experiences of body sitting, breathing, especially the exhale, and extending the exhale, and the sounds. Bringing attitudes of interest and friendliness to experience. Remembering to soothing touch. What gives you a feeling of soothing touch? Is it the hand to the heart, the cheek, the forehead, the belly? Two hands, one hand. What's helpful for you? Or is it simply sitting up even more erect and dignified, with the heart open, strong back, soft front, cultivating courage through posture? And if we're possibly still not feeling grounded and settling, can help to open the eyes and let in the light, let in vision, the colors, the light. This is very grounding. Letting the awareness be wide when we need to ground ourselves. Lots to take in so that we don't get lost in the dangerous neighborhood of our minds, as Annie Lamott says. And so if you haven't experimented with having eyes open yet, take a few moments to do this. Trying on, first of all, sitting here with our postures, yet the eyes can begin by just being soft and downwards. You're taking in what you're seeing, the light. You can name objects, you can name colors as a way to heighten the awareness, but don't get lost in thought. So if you haven't experimented with the vision, take a few moments to do this now. And if you feel settled enough and your preference is to have eyes closed during practice, then by all means closing them again. Being very clear to connect with body sitting, the feet, the bottom, the hands, the torso, the lovely, relaxing exhale. A bit of a smile. As it may work for you or not, experiment. The soothing touch. And the sounds coming and going like all experiences. And when the practice is over, you may ask yourself, what do I need? What does this mind, body, heart process need? What do I need? You might extend the practice further into the body by doing a little walking, a little movement, stretching. Or you might add in the senses of the olfactory sense, smelling things, pleasurable things, calming things like lavender, or taste, a little bit of taste, the warm tea. may possibly also include contact with others, sharing feelings through conversation, phone call, email. Asking ourselves, what do I need as I finish this practice? Remembering that we all struggle in our lives, this is normal. We're all worthy of kindness. Really connecting with the sense of the body sitting and breathing as we finish up. Taking this sense of embodiment into the next few moments and into our morning.